All right, 97.1, we go right to the people. Ivory is back at it with us, 97.1. Ivory, welcome back. How are you?
All right, how are you guys doing today?
Good, hey, Ivory. What do you got for us?
A couple things on the Lions, but first, real quick, like, please beat the Seahawks. I don't know if I could take any more of them just beating us, so that's bad. But, you know, my thing with the Lions is, like, I don't know if it's so much – I still have faith in Ben Johnson and the offense. I don't think Jared Goff is – he's doing decent, not as good as he can be. But I think things will get better, like you said, Mike. But to David's point, I don't know if it's more so – I think it's necessarily like the play calling. Real quick, what I mean is, for example, I don't know – I think it was late in the game, like was it fourth quarter or third quarter? They missed a pass to J-Mo on the left side. And it was like third and two. They had just ran Jahmyr Gibbs – back to back, like for 10 chunk yardage. I just don't like when they get cute and do unnecessary plays. Like, your strength is your run game. Run it. Like, too many times I've seen over the first three games, especially last week, where they run plays like you don't need, like at moments that you don't need. It's not like you're up 2-3 scores. They just do plays to me at times this year in the three games where you don't need to do these things. You have a dominant line. You have two great running backs. Use them. So, you know, that's that. Like, play calling, I'm just not a fan of. I think it'll get better. But my last point is, to your point, Mike, about the deadline, I saw this Marcus Davenport news. And I'm like, two things. I don't know if it'll happen. Just follow me. I don't know if it'll happen, but can you please at least make an effort? Can you please go and rescue Max Crosby from Las Vegas and put him opposite Hutch? Just try, see what they want, like, and rescue him from Las
you'd
Vegas.
You'd be talking multiple first round picks at a minimum, and I don't even know if they'd still do it. But no, Ivory, listen, you're not wrong in that. Brad Holmes' job is to canvass the league and acquire, have conversations, and it is clear. Listen, I never liked the Davenport.
Tom Reddick or somebody.
Well, he'd require a contract. I get what you're saying. Ivory, my point is this. We, as a radio show, never understood the Marcus Davenport thing. Always hurt guy comes here and...
wait for it.
Check my notes. Oh, dead. So he may be out for the year. Like, he's never healthy. You were banking on him bucking the trend. And that was on top of signing Carlton Davis, who, when healthy, is good, but is not healthy. So you were kind of like tempting fate. I'm with Ivory in that if we are in it to win it, I need to see some reports here. The Lions are going after it because you cannot be thin on the defensive line, specifically edge. You are one rolled ankle away from having no pass rush. Agree?
Agree.
Aiden is one bad step from you having what at edge?
Houston, we have a problem.
Literally, I mean, he's not even a real person. Let's go to Cameron, 97.1. Cam, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. I mostly felt positive about the Lions game. Like, Goff looked very good besides the interception, but that was more so a good defensive play. The thing that I see throughout these first three games that has me concerned, and I hate to say it because this player has been like a linchpin of the team for ages and everyone loves him, but at least in terms of pass protection, we might need to start a dialogue about Frank Ragnow now, because he has, out of everyone on the offensive line, he is, like, by a significant margin, looked the weakest out of everyone in pass protection.
Well, here's the problem. And now, again, Cam, if you have an issue, that's fine. If you look at do you do the PFF at all or no?
No, I don't really check up.
All right, now I'm not using this as a Bible, so I'm just offering this to you as a piece of information. Mm-hmm. Of your top six graded players, regardless of position yesterday, I believe Frank Ragnow came in at 4 or 5. Sewell, Zeitler, and Ragnow were your top three rated offensive linemen and players overall, according to Pro Football Focus.
That's funny, because I kind of, with Cameron, I saw a couple times where he was getting beat. It was like,
but don't we always just talk about when a lineman has a bad moment? No one ever talks about the 35 snaps where you didn't see a thing. I don't know.
No, Mike, that's fair.
Just offering.
Fair.
You know, I love people bitch about the Goff interception. You got anything else to say about the 70 other snaps he took? Getting into the right play, setting the protections, checking to some of these runs that you had 4, 5, 6, 7 yard carries on. Like, I understand, okay, Ragnow had a bad moment. How many snaps and part of running for 200 yards, true or false, Ragnow is the centerpiece of that line who sets a lot of the fits. Do what you want with it. 248-539-9797. Let's go to Shane 97.1. Shane, what's up?
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen.
Afternoon.
I'm fired up about this defense. After what happened in San Francisco last year and a couple other games, this has been such a blessing to see them really turn it around. And one thing is we're missing, I think, was probably next to Hutch, our best defensive player last year, Melifonu, hasn't seen a snap yet. That guy was all over the field last year, intercepting, sacking. He's coming back. A little concerned about some injuries, but I guess the question that I really have for this defense is who is going to be that next guy on that defensive line? I know Davenport's probably going to be out. Who's going to step up besides Hutch? Hutch is getting chipped by, the offensive line, tight end, running back. He's getting double teamed, triple teamed sometimes. There's got to be some kind of breakthrough. That's where I want to see this team take it to the next level. There should be a second level guy that's going to start really eating up if he's constantly blocked and can't get into the plays.
Well, I think that guy currently plays for another team, if I'm being just straight up with you. I don't think that person's here. They put a lot of eggs in the Marcus Davenport basket.
Yeah, and I agree with you in the last caller too, Mike. This is the year they are buyers. I don't think they stand pat at this. Make a move. This could the window. The windows in the league are small. We're in our window right now. Go get someone to wreak some havoc with Hutch. That's what I want.
And again, I mean, Shane, listen. I'm trying to have real conversation, not just with you, but this entire town when we talk about this team. I can be very positive about someone's work while not across the board agreeing with everything. Shane, this is where these wasted third and fourth round picks on Darkman come back to bite you in the ass. You know, you're busy taking a Broderick Martin who doesn't play a big role with this team. You could have taken Yaya Diaby. Or a couple years
Levi,
ago.
Pascal, all these guys that we thought were going to be.
I'm not even talking about them. Shane, listen, at least those were D linemen. I'm saying you drafted a Canadian dude without a profile pick this year. You mean to tell me there wasn't a player considering their wonderful talent evaluation? They couldn't have drafted a rookie in the third, fourth round this year and gotten another edge rusher in the room?
Yeah. So what are you saying? Make a call to New York Jets?
I'm saying you call every team that's got an edge rusher and you figure it out. Because there is no scenario if Davenport's out for the year, I'm not buying at the deadline and getting Aiden some help. Aiden Hutchinson is exploding. Part of it is he's getting better. Part of it is he's facing tomato cans that are backups at right tackle. Mm-hmm. Bottom line is I got to get the guy some help.
Beauty of it is he's taking advantage of tomato cans.
100%. He's a terror.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
He's like, and he'll still be a Pro Bowler facing starters. What I'm saying is, no, he's not Derek Thomas every game. Yeah, he had 2 sacks against the tight end against the Bucs. I'm just making a point. Eventually, that's going to be Trent Williams on the other side of you. Fair. Let's get the guy some help.